Of the Goyim Shifts Mishnah. Ketzer Rias Habayis. How does a Koyim check out the house to see if it has Tzaras? Boloy Asher Loy Habayis Vigil Lakoyim Leimu Kenega Nira Vilbayis. The one who has the house says, I saw something that looks like a Nega in my house. I feel Tamil Chochem Yuteshu Nega Vada. Even the present Tamil Chochem. And he knows that this has all the qualifications of being a Nega. Lo Yigzel Vyoyim Nega Nira Vilbayis. Should not paskin and say, I have a Nega. Elo Kin Nega Nira Vilbayis. It's something that looks like a nega, because the coin is the one who's supposed to pronounce it, Tommy. Tziva, coin with penis advice. Number one, the coin is mitzavim to remove everything that's in the house so that things that are replaceable should not, or you can't be mitar afterwards, won't become Tommy. Afilu chavila eitzim, afilu chavila konim, dir Rabbi Yehuda. That even though there's bundles of wood or reeds are not makabel tuma, but not generally makabel tuma. But over here, there's a special din that they're also makabel tuma. Therefore, you should remove them. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oyma, Eiseku lepinui. He disagrees with me, and he says that the reason why you have to be mafana the Eitzim and the Konim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be matriach on this person. Part of this process is, or the main idea of the process, this tumah issue, because of the tumah. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's an issue of tumah, and Rabbi Shimon says it's an issue of tircha, to matriach him to take everything out of the house. Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir v'chima etam eloi. What is going to become tumah? What are we concerned about? In time, kli eitzav, god of matachoisav, is kalim that are made out of wood, or is clothing, or kalim made out of metal, not bilam v'im toirim. What's a big deal? He could be tabled him. Ela makos al ma chosah atayra kli chalsav al pachol. The Torah was concerned about him having to lose out his kalim made out of pottery and small little containers out of pottery, it's another type of small container. So we see a chiddush that really the only reason why I had to take it out is for these very cheap items. We see if the Torah is so concerned about a person's money, even this money that's not worth much, surely the Torah is concerned about his and it's worth more. He says the Torah is concerned for a person's wealth, for his children. One thing we see here is a child is worth more than one person's money. The person has to make sure to take care of the needs of his children.